Hello Libra friends, I'm Annie Botticelli and welcome to my Libra November 2022 Astrology Horoscope Forecast. If you want more free goodies that I work hard to make for you each month, look at the links in the notes below the video or podcast to connect with those. This is for you if Libra is your sun sign, your moon sign, your rising sign, or any other placement of Libra you have. What we're going to talk about here will be part of your astrological picture. And if you're a very late degree Libra, so like October 15th through the rest of the sign, or around 23 degrees or so through the rest of the sign, then I also suggest that you listen to my Scorpio report because your very late degree friends will benefit from both readings. So lots to talk about as usual. We have eclipse season, hot and heavy. We'll talk about the implications of that for you. Jupiter going direct, finally. Very exciting. We'll get into that. Also, we've got a grand water trine bringing amazing opportunities. And we have Mars in retrograde officially as of a couple of days before November. We've got a lot of placements in water, Scorpio time of the year. And we have the changing of the guard in the middle of the month towards the Sagittarius energies. And we'll talk about how that can affect you. So let's take it here piece by piece. The first very exciting thing to know is that Jupiter, having been retrograde since July, is going to go direct. Now, while we are still in this retrograde web with Mars retrograde, just doing its retrograde thing until really, you know, early next year, Jupiter starts to change the game a bit because it is a big gas giant and in some way will supersede some things about, you know, the Mars transit. So things in your life that started to slow down around July, you might notice that they're coming back around. And even though it doesn't go direct until the 23rd of November, you might start feeling or seeing the signs of things waking up in the weeks before then. Even in October, you might start to see, oh, there's life coming back into those things that seem like they were withering away. And this can be on any topic of your life, but your relationships, yourself, your identity, your physical body, you and other people are basically the big storyline here. And it's not the first time you're going to hear me say that, because we have multiple themes that are pointing that same direction this month. But we are going back to Jupiter moving through Aries, which for Libra can bring in your divine love, can bring expansion to the relationships that you already have, can expand your clientele, your notoriety and recognition among your customer base, and can bring in the people that can help you to do the tasks that you need and want to do. So what is not to love there? Also, since there is a link to clients and professional relationships, that is one of the layers of money that can come in at this time for Libras. So my tagline here for the month is money and love, ! What a month. So yes, we have a lot of focus on those arenas. Now, as I'm going to give you the layers of those potentials, it's very important to understand that what we look at in an astrological reading is exactly that, a potential. It's a reading for the energy of the month. Okay, the energetic potentials that we see. An energetic potential is not an exact manifestation for every single person. Okay, and it doesn't mean the astrology is wrong or that I'm wrong or anything like that. It just means that the potentials are there. So like the meteorologist might say there's an 80% chance of rain, and it might not rain at all, even though there's a high percentage chance of it, you know, and that's just the way it works. We can see it around. You can see the storm clouds. You can see it's trying to do it. You see the energy is there, but it just doesn't. And this is something to understand when we're looking at the energetic potentials. But if you know the potentials are there, you can consciously use them and you can recognize them as they're manifesting. So that is my goal, is to help you with that. Okay, so Jupiter's waking up, yay. Along with it, he will bring possibly more optimism, enthusiasm, direction, clarity, and growth. So this is, you know, a very exciting time. Now, at the same time as Jupiter is doing its thing, Mars is doing its thing. So it's just recently retrograde right at the end of October, even though it had a long prelude building for its retrograde starting from the beginning of September. So what that means is that certain things in your life are going to be waking up and certain things in your life are going to be shutting down. And the biggest key to happiness at this time and joy and productivity and flow is to recognize when you're dishonoring the Mars retrograde guidance that will result in frustration. If you are finding a lot of frustration when you're trying to make something happen and trying to force something or trying to do something the same way and it's not working or trying different ways and think you're scrambling, Mars is shutting certain things down. And if you can take your foot off the gas on those things and put your foot on the gas towards the things that are opening up by Jupiter, you will be aligned with the natural rhythms of the universe, okay? So this is, you know, sounds simple, but it's not what people do, right? If we're like, sometimes we dig our feet in the ground and we say, we're going to do this, we're going to get this done. And there is a time in the cosmos to do that, where we have to push through obstacles and we have to make things happen and have an agenda and stick to it. This is not that time. This is the time when, if you have an agenda, you're probably going to get frustrated, because if you're trying to make something happen and it's not happening, and then you're going to be frustrated, right? Okay, so just follow that simple little switch in energy. And if you're paying attention, you will see the things that are cooling off and causing frustration. And frustration could be your little angel there. In that case, you know, I always like to reframe things in a positive way. And actually now, since the last time I did horoscopes, I have some scientific proof of the validity of my tendency to frame things in a possible way. While I will never sugarcoat anything for you, if something's dicey or if something's going to be challenged, I'll tell you that for sure. But I always come back around and reframe what we can do with it, why it can be good, how we can look forward to it, how we can work with it. And so in between the last time I came, you know, to record, I had some information come to me about some scientific proof that when people are reframing stress as a positive thing, that the physiological effects on their body, including mortality rates, because we all know that stress can be the biggest, you know, problem as far as chronic disease and mortality. But even with how, like, the ultimate outcome of stress, we can actually change that by reframing it. So if somebody is looking at their lives like they have positive change, like they can manage things, that they can use that, you know, stress as fuel to for authentic inner and outer growth and movement, then those people actually experience it differently. Their outcomes are different, including their health outcomes. So I'm really glad to have the scientific proof of how I'm doing things here, and I'm glad for you to know that, because this will help you as there are any challenges coming up. And instead of getting afraid, just, you know, and you can honor the feelings if you're afraid, of course, but just kind of seeing what you can do with it. Now, along those lines, if you haven't already watched my video called Change Your Life in 2 Minutes or Less, I strongly suggest you do that. If I had enough room on the thing for the tagline, I would also call it How to Experience Difficult Astrological Transits More Easily, which is kind of a long name. But basically, when we are more stressed, we experience things differently. And if you can take that stress away and get back into a place of center, you actually can experience the same experience differently. But the big question is, how do you do that? How do you switch from, I'm overwhelmed, I can't take it, to, oh, I can do this? And in that video, I tell you how. Okay, so search for Annie Botticelli, Change Your Life in 2 Minutes. That is a gift I'm giving you that came to me, that's changed my life. And it can help you too. Okay, so what do we got here? Mars is doing its retrograde thing, might make some people super lazy in general, or it can just be lazy on certain topics. If you find that you're being lazy on things or unmotivated on things that actually have to be done, then try doing things in short spurts, because Mars is in Gemini and these little like bursts of energy will actually help you to be super productive instead of trying to sit down and do things for a longer period of time. That will make it much easier for you. And Mars also rules obsessive energy. It's a co-ruler of Scorpio. And so if you might find that you're just getting hot on certain things. And one of the certain things you're either going to cool off on or get super hot on is your education, learning, international travel, languages, things like that. Because Mars is doing its retrograde thing in the ninth house that rules those things. So you might go back to a course that you purchased and just like be really, really feverishly studying. You might have been cruising along and then find you really need a break. So you'll just see these sudden switches of energy, switching from in and out of obsessive energy. And then, of course, like I talked about, just certain things lighting up and certain things closing down. Okay, so the next big must know about Mars and its thing that it's doing, this long retrograde in Gemini, is that Gemini is a fellow air placement, which means that the entire retrograde process and the entire movement through Gemini, which is exceptionally long, usually, you know, Mars is not in a sign so long, but like from the summer or winter for you all down under of 2022 and the spring or fall for you all down under of 2023, we are actually having Mars be in fellow air sign, making beautiful trines to your placements and bringing much more ease and positive potentials with the retrograde process. So that's something to celebrate. Okay, so the next thing that I want to talk about is the water energies. Okay, so the first half of the month is very different than the second half of the month. The first half of the month is dominated by Scorpio energy in the personal planets, and then it moves into the Sagittarius spectrum. First thing to know about this is that Scorpio highlights your second house of money and finances. Now we add to that that there's actually grand trine energy in the sky. Okay, what's a trine? What's a grand trine? A trine is a 120 degree angle between planets, essentially four signs apart, essentially the same element. So when there are planets moving through the same element, eventually they will make these trines with each other, which is this 120 degree angle. Now, when two signs, two planets are making, you know, planets and two signs are doing this, it's a trine. When you have planets in the three signs of an element making movements, they will create a grand trine. Now, if you weren't looking at the star goddesses, you would not even know this grand trine energy was occurring. And this isn't a one-day thing. This is a period of time where these energies, some of them are coming together, some of them are coming apart, but there's a longer-term period where we've got Mercury, the Sun, Venus, transiting South Node in Scorpio. All of that's pointing towards your self-sufficiency, your finances, your money sector, your earned income, your material gains and objects of material value, and sustainability projects. All of that is happening. And then we've got star goddesses Astraea and Juno. We have Neptune and Jupiter for a little bit longer in Pisces. Okay, so that's all bringing attention and these trine blessings to your daily routine, your income, your workplace, your organization, your structure. Then we add in star goddesses Black Moon Lilith and Pallas Athena in your work sector, your career, your place out in the world, your place as an authority figure or relationships with authority figures, and we have a grand trine. So there's a material link here because all the water planets light up your earth houses. So emotional connections with other people can support your material gains and security. And taking the time to connect with others and heal your own internal wounds and, you know, just even like 5 minutes of paying attention to someone who needs something can actually convert into a major increase in productivity. Let's say it's a coworker that's like having a hard time and you spend 5 minutes helping them. You can actually change the course of things for a project and your relationship and the overall, you know, outcome with a little bit more attention to intuition and to emotional connection with yourself and others at this time. So that's a nice lesson. It's a beautiful mode to, you know, to use to move through these potentials. So let's see. Now, because the water placements in general don't make the most natural angle for air signs, just know there might be a little bit of pressure or a little bit of awkwardness with this emotional story that you have to get through in order to get the goodies. All right. So let's see what else. The Jupiter drag, we talked about Mars, talked about Scorpio. Okay, so then as the month progresses, the Scorpio energies fizzle into Sagittarius, which is a much different energy. Okay, so you've got the heavy emotion, the emotional connections, the like kind of, it could be a little bit cumbersome to have to walk through this emotional space, especially for the mentally inclined air energies. All right, but then as the month goes on, and then the Sun, Mercury, and Venus, and then Jupiter, the ruler of Sag, going direct, all of that's pointing towards this Sagittarius energy, which makes an awesome angle with your placement. So things will probably lighten up, become more buoyant, more optimistic, creative resolutions are more likely to come in, enthusiasm, flow, all of that is more likely to increase as the month goes on. And then we step into Sagittarius season, which is supremely wonderful for your placements. Okay, so this is going to really give you more of a chance to be social, more of a chance to be mobile, more of a chance to improve how you communicate and get more of what you want and help other people around you to get more of what they want by hearing them. So a chance to be heard and a chance to hear more deeply is definitely here. And also it's activating things with some of your relatives, like cousins, sisters, brothers, aunts, uncles. There are a lot of pieces of news or connection that may come in through these people. Okay, so the next thing is that we've got the eclipses. So let's talk about that. Taurus Scorpio eclipse cycle started at the end of 2021, goes through the end of 2023. This karmic, dharmic profile where we're clearing out, you know, unfinished business and we're stepping into our highest expression along the lines of our stuff versus other people's stuff, money consciousness, our sustainability, our place in relationships, is all really coming to a head during the eclipse time. So the eclipses happen every 6 months. When the eclipses, the 4 to 6 weeks around the eclipses is like boiling water, like, whoa, everything's happening. It's right in the forefront. Then it kind of goes into the backdrop, but it never goes away. So this 2 years is reworking how you do relationships, how you do money, and it's giving lots of opportunities to strengthen both ends. Now, when the eclipse actually happens, well, let's talk about the October eclipse briefly. October 25th, we have that 2-degree Scorpio eclipse. And I talk about the implications of that for Libras and the general implications in the Scorpio or in the October report. Okay, so I'm not going to go too much into that right now. But just know that all of that information is still current in November because the web of influence for that eclipse that's just, you know, a week before November is really in effect here as well. And then we add to it November 8th, we have a lunar eclipse. So the other one was a solar. We have a lunar eclipse at 16 degrees of Taurus. Okay. So for Libra placements, this is accentuating your Scorpio house, which is the house that is the sign of the other eclipse. So the energy of me, we, of, you know, inheritances, estate planning, winnings, you know, lotto, finding money, getting financing, all of that is really, really, really strong for the focus at this time. If you want to understand more about the implications of these eclipses beyond what I've already shared, go to Annie Botticelli YouTube, my homepage, go to the eclipse playlist and watch eclipses in Taurus, watch eclipses in Scorpio, and you'll get a really good feeling and understanding of how these things can manifest, because I go into a lot more details than I'm doing here in our summary. Okay, so there's something else that I wanted to talk about. Nope, I think that's it. Okay, so in general, a month full of revitalization, big changes, drastic endings and radiant new beginnings, the clearing out of unfinished business, finishing it up, wrapping it up, basically stepping out of karmic loops and karmic conditions, and the revitalizing of your highest expression and new opportunities to get to other parts of yourself that you weren't aware, gifts and resources that you weren't aware were there to develop into your highest expression. Okay, so I've given you a lot of information to work with to help you make the most of the starry possibilities. If you would like more free goodies from me, go to anniehelpsyou.com. That is the interface for all of the free goodies I make for you and all of my other offerings. And I also have blogs on that site, astrology blogs and more. You can go to cozybysweetstarlight.com. This is a beautiful site if you haven't seen it yet. This is an astrology-kissed nest where you can cozy in and learn about how astrology can help you in your daily experience and also lots of tips for and spirit fuel for healthy living. If you want some free courses on unleashing your money magnet and wellness, you can go to loomlife.com, L-U-M-E, life.com. At that same website, which is my school, Luminous Life Multiversity, you can find my very transformational programs, including my Becoming a Professional Astrologer Mastery course. If you want to be a professional astrologer and earn money as an astrologer, I can teach you how to do that from ground level all the way up to the professional level, or if you'd just like to learn for your own personal development and helping friends and family, I can also help you there. And I have other courses that you can see there at loomlife.com, L-U-M-E, life.com. If you're looking for readings or personalized astrology education packages, you can go to anniebclarity.com and see the options there. If you would like to get exclusive content access, so more content from me, helping you to understand your natal chart, giving you more goodies on the current and upcoming astrological transits. If you want to understand many ways that you can make tough astrological transits easier, you can find all that at anniebastrology.com. Now for my books, I have 3 books that are available and more on the way. You can find Planetology, How to Align with the Natural Rhythms of the Universe on the shelf at all major booksellers in the Mind, Body, Spirit section. And that is a very beautiful hardcover in-depth book. You can also get it online or at any indie bookstore. My other book, Radical Prayer, Transform Your Life and the World in 28 Days. This is a non-denominational prayer and affirmation book. I've heard a lot of people carry it around in their bag with them and refer to it often. It's a beautiful book. You can find it through any major bookseller and online, also at indie stores. And my new release of my very first book, which is a spiritual novel called Tough Pill to Swallow. So it's a beautiful, supernatural, autobiographically inspired book. Tough Pill to Swallow is based on my experience working for Big Pharma decades ago, selling a drug that got recalled. And you'll see more about that in Tough Pill to Swallow, which you can also order online or order through any major bookseller or indie bookseller. I hope you have a wonderful month, and I'll see you in the next video. Bye!